Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of our Learning by Ear series about minorities and their fight against discrimination in Africa. Women, of course, are not a minority at all. However, that doesn't mean that they are always given equal rights. In many parts of the world, not only in Africa, women have to fight for their rights. They often find themselves at a disadvantage, especially when it comes to career chances or job opportunities. Today we are traveling to the Ugandan capital, Kampala. It is not unusual here to see female drivers in the streets, but it is unusual to see a woman driving a company car. We've come to meet a young lady who decides to beat the odds.
It's a sunny Thursday afternoon, the kind of afternoon you'd like to spend in a swimming pool to cool off from the scorching sun. But very few people can afford such a luxury, because work demands that they have to be in the office. In the Monitor Publications parking lot in Namuongo, a Kampala suburb, not much is going on. Three men and a woman are sitting on the wooden benches, chatting the afternoon away. These wooden benches are a blessing for the drivers at the Monitor Publications. They are roofed with a sheet of iron, allowing the drivers to cheat the sun and sit in the shed as they wait for their next assignment. It's on these benches that I meet Stella Mary Nampija. The fourth in a family of five, Stella is light-skinned and stands about 5'3" tall. She's 25, soft-spoken, and brimming with confidence. Stella graduated in information technology from UpTech College in Kampala. So why did she decide to become a driver instead?
I love driving. I just love it.
A smile plays about Stella's face as she talks about what inspired her to become a driver.
Most of my leisure time, I go watch rallies, like those ladies who drive. So that inspired me to start driving. So I was like, will I do it? So I was like, let me just try, like being a driver in some companies, maybe time to come. Also driving rallies.
Stella doesn't believe that a lack of the kind of jobs traditionally done by women should stop a woman finding work. She says that after completing her higher diploma education, she saw an advert by Nation Courier Uganda in one of the local dailies. Its subsidiary company, Daily Monitor Publications, was looking for drivers. Nation Courier is a branch of the Nation Media Group, a conglomerate of daily and weekly newspapers and television and radio stations in East and Central Africa. Stella's supervisor, Abe Lulemiro, recounts how fellow drivers and staff reacted when they were told that the company had employed a female driver.
Most of them got excited. They wanted to see how she really performs. Can she really drive? Because you have a belief that women here cannot manage manual transmission cars. They wanted to work in a shift where the woman is to really confess, can she do this work? Because for them, they believe it is hard work. And I mean, in that process, they have been supportive to her.
Stella has no complaints about the treatment she receives from her male counterparts.
Male drivers treat me well because I'm the only lady in the section. They help me where I can't manage. Yeah, they do treat me well.
Stella has been in her job for 3 months now. She's the only woman driver working with Nation Courier Uganda. Her job involves dropping news reporters off in the field and picking them up after their assignments, as well as delivering newspapers and parcels to different locations in Uganda.
It's not easy for a woman to drive because, like my section, you don't sit. They come and tell you, you're taking editorial to Kasangati. From Kasangati, you come back. You don't sit. You're taking a news reporter to Mulago. You drop him, you come back. So it's tiresome.
Stella says the fastest she can drive is 120 kilometers per hour. She hasn't had many bad experiences on the road. Her biggest challenges are heavy traffic and poor roads, which slow her down. She understands that time is of the essence to news reporters, so she gets a little bit anxious when the traffic is moving slowly and reporters are running late for their assignments. By the time we are through with our interview, there are already people waiting for Stella. Her supervisor, Abe Lulemiro, has another assignment for her.
Stella, you take this gentleman. He's going to go lobby.
Take care, security.
Take care, security.
Now that Stella's gone, it's time to talk to some of the news reporters and get their opinions of Stella's driving.
She observes the traffic signs. She doesn't overtake, just like the male counterparts. You know, given the city, there's a lot of traffic. So if you rush, you might crash. So I believe probably maybe if she's like on a highway where the traffic is a bit less, I believe she can drive faster. But at least you reach when you're still alive. So better to reach late than reaching in pieces.
Patience Atuhaire, a news reporter, remembers her first experience of being driven by Stella.
She dropped me at Makerere, and before she left, she asked me if she would wait for me, which was unusual. So I told her, let me find out if it's going to take long. I came back and gave her feedback, and she left. And she was patient. She was not quarreling. She was not giving excuses that they needed her at office.
Given the choice, would these reporters prefer to be driven by a male driver or by Stella?
Sometimes you need to be fast to get the news, especially if, like, you're a photographer. You miss the action, you miss... So basically, I would prefer men. But if, like, in the business that's not all that busy, I would prefer Stella because she's steady and she observes the traffic laws, yeah.
I would go in for her. Being a lady, I'm thinking she'd have a mothery touch, especially when you have explained we need this story, we need to file it in. Or if you're to leave, then inform me, I know that you have left so that I can find men.
In many African countries, women have reason to complain that they are discriminated against at work or in school. But this doesn't seem to be the case in Uganda. According to the Uganda chapter of the United Nations Development Project, since 1990, Uganda has exercised affirmative action in favor of women regarding admission to university and other institutes of higher education. Women applicants are awarded extra points in addition to their scores to increase their chances of success. And this policy has in fact led to a significant increase in the number of women going to university. The Ugandan constitution is also credited with promoting the well-being of women at all levels, even leadership. For example, every district in Uganda has a female representative whose main task is to tackle issues affecting women in her area. With many women graduating from universities and other institutes of higher education, it's very rare to hear cases of women being discriminated against because of their gender. That probably explains why Stella feels so comfortable working with men. Her boss, Abe Lulemiro, is full of praise for her.
She's an active lady. She's hardworking. She loves her job. Because initially, when I asked her what other work can you do, she said I can. I've ever done some data work. Sometimes I give her like data work because she understands it. She comes here to help me in the office. And she's not busy with the driving.
Although she's an information and technology graduate, Stella says she doesn't ever see herself pursuing the career she trained for. She says her life now is behind the steering wheel. In future, she would like to concentrate on rally driving.
Driving is a good job because you move to places which you don't know. You interact with people. Driving to me is my source of income. And it's my hobby. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this story about a woman driver in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Our reporter was Leila Ndinda. If you would like to listen to this episode again, or hear other stories about minorities and their fight against discrimination in Africa, please visit our website at dw.de/LBE. You're also welcome to join our Facebook page. Goodbye for now, and don't forget to tune in next time.
We are the future of Africa.
And education is our key to success.
Here in Africa, radio is the most important medium.
That's why the Deutsche Welle has developed a special program for young listeners called Learning by Ear.
With radio dramas and features written by African authors.
The topics are politics, health and social issues, the environment and economy.
Want to hear more? Tune in for our next program.
Or visit our website at dw.de/LBE. Learning by Ear.
We are the future of Africa.